you, ladies.
Holy shit.
Is that not fun?
So for the last 9 days, I have been embedded, we'll call it, like a wartime reporter with Rory Irish and Trail Mater and Old Blue and Sean and Mike. And in this time, we have done some really cool recoveries. One on Cane Creek of a miraculous repair and drive out that Rory did. One way, way out at Hardscrabble Campground where a BMW X7 got trapped somehow. And then, of course, we had a flip over, a steering box, and all sorts of wacky shenanigans on Hell's Revenge. And all those videos are coming. But this right here is part two to the full detailed walk around of Old Blue, Trail Mater's stable mate. So let's get back to it. Here we go. But before we jump back into it, I just want to remind you to hit that like, share, and subscribe. Hit the little notification bell next to it so you're notified of all new videos, because the next video after this is going to be a serious giveaway sponsored by Bone Valley Knives out of the Appalachian Mountains. You ain't going to want to miss it.
So, we put these sliders on because we were kind of like, if we're going to have nice body, let's keep it nice. So we put these on. These tie to the frame, I think, in 7 places with all the bars going different directions.
Right.
So they are super stout. I've dropped the truck on them a couple times. They work. But then they flare out to where this pushes it out so the tire matches, plus to save the fender. And then we put this expanded metal on there, so it's a step.
How come everybody doesn't do that, dude? The expanded metal, that's sick.
So then that's just a step right up to there. So you can jump in the truck, whatever you need to do, but we figured we're building it, might as well have it.
And I mean, those rails, we, I don't know if you tested them before I got here, but we tested them on Cane Creek.
Yeah, they tested them a few times. They're spot on. Big like time. I said, then I got it back, and then I was talking, and I talked to my buddy down at the tire store, Jeff, and I have a set of rims. They're 17s, and they were on Trail Mater. I have the full set of them. And I was like, man, I'd like to put these on, but I want to polish them. But I want to polish them black and chrome.
They're
black and silver.
I would have bet money you guys made those. They're so badass.
Well, the other ones. But then I couldn't get them polished. I couldn't get them the way I wanted them. And then he's like, I have a set of 16-inch rims ready to go on your truck. But they're aluminum, but they're black. He goes, they're full black. And I'm like, ugh. So I stared at them for a while, and then it was like, wait, the rock sliders are black.
Yep.
The bumper's black. The tailpiece is black. Like, everything below the body is black. So that wouldn't look too bad.
That's what you
We threw them on, and I was like, man, I really kind of like it.
And it gives you more rubber, too. Smaller rim, more rubber, correct?
Well, I mean, they're the same size rim as what was on here when they were white.
Oh, I got you.
And when I went, they're just aluminum instead of steel. But when I went and picked it up from Hector, he actually painted the rims white, and it looked really good and real old school. It was like perfect. And I was like, man. So then I was really fighting with the black, but I really liked the way it turned out. I really liked the look.
They are phenomenal. They
of course, we've knocked a few of the lug nut covers off because, well, we've used them as traction, climbing obstacles. So.
Yes, they're vertical max tracks.
Yeah.
Or horizontal. I don't know. I didn't go to that class that day.
Well, but like I said, we've got the Max Trax up top in green. Because Max Trax was nice enough to send me those. So, we got it all together. And like I said, it's pretty dialed. There's not too much more I want to do to it. We finally got, like I said, we got the crossover steering on it. We got bump stops in the front. It's riding phenomenal.
And you're not babying this thing.
No.
I mean, she went out and did work. You took this truck, you took this 8,000-pound truck down a trail that most trucks would actually end up upside down at the bottom.
Yeah.
going into Cane Creek is seriously no joke. Yeah. For you, it's nothing, but that's why you're down there so often, because everybody else has a hard time with it.
But like I said, I just like the look of it. It's like phenomenal. I installed this not because I need it, just because it's cool. I like the look of it.
You know what, dude? You've done your time. TrailMator did the job. This is how it works. You're progressing.
Yeah.
But you didn't replace TrailMator.
No, and I would never.
You need a
There's too many people that are like, oh, well, you got to do this, you got to do that. I can't believe you're upgrading. And it's like, I'm not upgrading. I'm just enjoying what I've built.
The fruits of your labor.
Yeah, but like, this is a nice version of TrailMator.
Right.
This still works and everything. Like, I got a call the other night when it was raining and storming that somebody was stuck out, stuck on some little rock. Wasn't a big deal, but they were on a dirt road. A lot of the tow companies around here don't want to go on dirt roads because they don't want to tear up their equipment. I get it. Yeah. So that's why I built my stuff. My stuff's built to get tore up. So, like I said, we went out but I got to drive this down the highway. Like, down the highway, 75, no problem. Here we go.
She goes beautifully on the road.
Going down the road, went in there, off the road, get to them, winched them out, no problem, come back.
She's a beauty. She'll never replace TrailMator, but she's a perfect stable mate.
Yeah, but she wasn't meant to. She just...
Old blue.
Like I said, I love it because it's like... It's the same kind... It's the same side... It's two sides of the same coin.
There it is.
That's what I was trying to say.
There it is. And like, I'm sure one of your subscribers is now going to mint you a coin that has both of them.
It's off-road recovery. This is just the nice, pretty version. And then I have the workhorse that we're not worried about because she does what she does.
And sometimes on recoveries, you bring them all.
Yeah.
Just in case. We just did that yesterday. You never know. You never know.
That was the first time ever taking all three. We took blue when it was still blue and factory. We actually went down in that same spot. It was that super narrow spot where you're next to the river.
Yes.
A truck slid off in the rain.
Ooh.
And was hanging over the river. So we took this and TrailMator, and we backed this in and took TrailMator past, or maybe the other way. Anyway, we went in there and we used both trucks to pull that truck up the side of the hill and back onto the road. And so, like I said, we've used both trucks multiple times, but that was the first time we used all three trucks.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
And a trailer. You brought a trailer for the recovery vehicle to float them across the river.
Yeah. But like I said, the thing of that was, we wanted TrailMator to go across first to kind of test the depth of the water and see.
Yep. That was a smart move.
Well, then we had this, which pulled the trailer from town, pulled it from town up there, all the way down the mountain and everything, and in there, and then got to it, pulled it across the river, pulled it up there, got the rig loaded, came back, got it across. I got stuck in the sand coming out of there. So we had to use Big D to hook onto it and pull it up out of there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so that second spot.
The super, that super sand, silty. Yes.
Yeah, I was coming up that. I almost got it and spun around. So then that's where all this came from, and that's why the front of the BMW was also covered in mud, because I backed up and did a second shot and used a little bit more of the supercharger, and it didn't work. So we stopped. We hooked Big D up, and Big D didn't even... It didn't even grunt, just went forward, and as soon as the strap tightened, because Big D outweighs this, the trailer, and half the BMW.
Yeah, she's long too, right? It's a longer rig.
But I mean, 12,000 pounds is what she weighs. Ooh. Yeah.
You want to talk about anything under the engine bay real quick?
Sure,
because I know some of you guys are going to want to know. Let me let this cool down for a second.
Yeah.
Now, that might look like overkill.
And it is.
Well, then there you go.
And it's supposed to be.
But it actually works. It still does work, and it's controllable. It's not insane power. It's just the right amount.
Yeah. Well, and it's as much as you want is the nice thing.
Okay.
So, you can get crazy with it, but it's also, like, that's what's nice about this is it's driven by the motor. So, as the RPMs increase, it's increasing your boost. It's increasing everything. Like, it just works with the motor from exactly off idle up. But so then this has led to, okay, well, we started doing stuff and we started upgrading. And then it was like, well, you know, we should probably clean up our wiring. So then we did junction blocks and actually ran everything to it, cleaned it up. We started cleaning this up. We started cleaning that up. Like, this has caused so much chaos with my poor truck of just trying to make it look nicer. And I love it.
And so don't I.
Well, so I went ahead and did a new radiator. So I did a new 4-core aluminum radiator, dual fans, got all that work in, did a giant aftermarket transmission cooler, got all that in there, just upgrades that needed to happen anyway.
Right, right.
So it's helping, but now no matter what, if we take this off, because that's the other thing. So anytime you're compressing air, you're generating heat.
Right.
Which is not the best for Moab when it's 110.
Right.
But if we can keep this thing cool and keep it going, then when we take, if we take it off and go to just a standard motor and put the cowl induction hood back on, then the cooling system will be dialed, transmission will be fine, everything right. will be great.
Right, all is well.
Yeah.
There's no lose here.
Yeah.
And this does have applications. I mean, seriously, you don't always need Trail Mater.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't always need a regular tow truck either.
Well, and the nice thing about this is, like you said, a lot of people have been hounding me that I need a sling. I need a sling that holds the vehicle a set distance away.
I saw that in action, dude.
And I've been saying forever, it looks good on paper, it doesn't work. It works in certain applications. So, like, when we go out and get a rig off of, you know, White Rim or Arches, or there's a lot of different places we've gone that you go get a rig and that's perfect. That's super helpful. Like, to be able to snatch it up, keep it a set distance away and haul it out. But you're on little ledges, dirt road, a couple of things around like that. But to do it on a trail, like, we weren't even deep into Cane Creek and it failed miserably, like, with my buggy. So that's just the thing, is so many people are like, I've done off-road recovery and what you need is this. Okay, I don't care where you've done off-road recovery. If you haven't done it here, you don't know what you're talking about. Just like I wouldn't know what I was doing if I went back east or right. anything like that. I wouldn't know. I would be like, well, this is how we do it, right, and maybe right. it would work, maybe it wouldn't. But I can tell you, out here, tow bars don't work. There's a lot of instances that, you know, people say, you know, this is how you have to do it because this is the way we do it my favorite is in the military. And it's like, well, how far off road were you in the military?
We were not.
Yeah.
We first, if the military shows up, we're taking your roads. Because right. that's how we roll.
Yeah. Sorry. So, like,
just how we do it.
I mean, it's just so funny when people are like, well, in the military, when we were hauling a tank, we'd use a het. You need a het.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Because a het wouldn't fit anywhere out here.
Plus, you're not towing anything that weighs 65,000 pounds.
Right. But it's like...
It's the internet, brother.
Well, and that's the other thing. And I respect anybody that has served the military. And I am super... I never did. But I respect anybody that has. This is no shade on them. This is shade on our government.
Yes.
But anytime someone says military grade, I go, oh, so it's shit.
The cheapest to produce.
Built by the lowest bidder.
That's right.
And maintained the cheapest.
That's right.
That's what they want.
That's absolutely correct.
That's what they want to give our troops to fight wars with, is the cheapest stuff you can get.
Absolutely, that's a true story.
So, like you said, anytime someone says military grade, I'm like, I don't want it. I don't want associated with it. I don't want, because it's crap. Because like I said, the tour rigs around here are Hummers. And they're amazing troop transports. That's what they do.
Right.
But they break constantly.
That's what they do. cheapest.
Yeah.
You know what I do like is the guys that make the aftermarket stuff based off the military grade and then fix the problems.
Exactly.
Make it out of the real material it's supposed to be made out of, the stuff that doesn't snap. So, yeah, I hear you. No, I know what you're saying exactly.
Yeah.
I've been there, done that.
Yeah, so like I said, it's just, it's the application you're using it in. And I just don't see, like, we've gone and got a lot of rigs out of here. We've actually gotten a few rigs that were running 2.5-ton Rockwell axles. I've carried one of those off Hell's Ridge.
Wow. With and Mater?
Yeah.
That was that Mater and the buggy pulling because it was so heavy? Is that the video?
No, I just used trail mirrors.
Okay, I don't. You've done a lot of them.
Yeah.
Over the years, it's hard to remember.
But like you said, it's just one of those things. Like everything breaks, and you just have to accept that. Like sooner or later, something will break.
Yeah.
So Trail Mater, everybody's like, "Oh, I love your truck. It never breaks. It breaks all the time. It's constant maintenance." But we have got it to now. It's manageable broken parts. We know what's going to break. We know it's going to wear out, so we have spares, we have contingency plans, we have everything, because we know this is going to break eventually.
You are very good. I've known you for a while now. You are very good at covering your ass. You think of things ahead of time before you go out there and go, oh, can someone shoot back to the shop, you know, and right. grab?
Yeah.
No, you're good at that.
Well, that's what we try to do is like just get it built to the point that you know it's going to work, you know everything's going to hold up. What's the fail point? Okay, this is the fail point. Okay, we can deal with that. That's something we can fix on the trail and manage. That's what we want to have break.
Trailmater is like a really, really hot ex, but you beat the shit out of her. But you take care, you know what I mean? She doesn't leave you. How about that? You know what I mean? She's a really, really hot ex. And, well, you said she breaks down constantly.
Your words.
Oh, yeah, they were. My bad. Sorry, Chris. Sorry, I said that wrong. I say a lot of things wrong. But, I mean, Trail Mater's job is no joke.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing is that the abuse that truck sees to have I break a leaf spring once a year, to have, you know, the frame cracks occasionally, and everybody's like, well, you need to reinforce that better.
Yeah, I was...
Build something that'll do it.
Right.
I want to see you build something that'll do it. And everybody says, well, I could build something that would do it better. You just need to put more reinforcement and more tie-in points and more. That adds weight.
Yes, it does.
As soon as you add more weight, it doesn't work good off-road because you have to think light, because as soon as you pick a rig up, there's all your weight.
And that's... You've already made her heavier in the front and rear, so she doesn't lift.
Intentionally.
And I mean, you've got AR500 plates under there.
Yeah, but it will lift, and that's the funny part, is so many people will see it lift a tire or pick the front end up, and they'll go, you need tractor weights up front.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because of that. And it's like, I am pulling a Jeep
right
up a ledge. Yes, it's going to float the front end, but you know what? When you top out, it'll touch again.
Yep.
Like, that's just the way it is.
Those roof mattresses, those things are heavy, man.
Yes.
They'll weigh you down.
Yes. But like I said, you've got to, it's going to pick some tires occasionally. This thing picked tires. Like you said, we're running an electric water pump on it, which actually is pretty handy because you can actually circulate the fluid with the radiator through the radiator with the fans on. So if it does get hot and you want to cool it down while you're working or doing something else, you can turn the key on, turn the fans on, and it'll circulate the water through the block.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
And through the radiator, instead of just cooling the radiator down with fans on. Like, you can cool the entire engine down.
Wow.
As you sit there.
That's badass.
So, yeah, so I'm kind of enjoying that. But then, like I said, we went ahead and dressed it up. We threw these kind of aftermarket valve covers on with kind of the...
Well, there's no being shy. You hooked it up. It's,
yeah.
Dude.
Well,
this
like
is
you
like
said,
a diamond ring right here.
Like you said.
I mean, come on.
I had some old hooker headers laying around that are all rusted and whatever that we put on Trail Mater. These are $750 ceramic coated.
This isn't spare parts, okay?
No.
We've come a long way.
Yeah.
We've done your time, brother.
So. Yeah. So, I mean, but we did a true dual full stainless steel exhaust all the way up. It's all stainless steel, into stainless steel, 2.5-inch Flowmaster FX mufflers that then exits in full stainless steel.
And yesterday when we did that recovery and I met you guys at the top of the switchbacks,
yeah,
I'm starting to stress out, like, did I go the wrong way? Did they, and then all of a sudden.
We were sitting at the bottom letting it cool.
No, that was before I could even see you. All of a sudden, I could hear it. It sounded like heaven opened and Jesus was returning on many, many horses. About 500 to be exact.
Right around 500.
You could hear this bad girl coming a long way away.
Yeah.
So
she's actually, It was funny because I built the exhaust with that motor. So we had the ceramic headers on, we had the stainless steel exhaust, we had everything on, and it sounded really good. And I loved how it had a really mellow tone, but when you got into it, you could hear it.
Right.
I did not expect it to get as loud as it did with this supercharger. Holy cow.
It's moving a lot of air,
It sounds really good at an idle.
Yep.
And when you're going along, but when you get into it, yeah, it's a little more than I was hoping for.
Back home, you could play this off in traffic. If a state trooper was sitting next to you, you'd have to put like a rag over this somehow. Like, you know, that kind of blows your cover, but you guys get away with it out here. But yeah, she's normal till you get on it. Then
once you're on it and going,
wow,
like down the highway, it talks to you and everyone within two states.
Yeah, well, it's you know,
yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
But like I said, I love, you know, we cleaned up the wiring, fuel pressure gauge, everything. Like, it's very tidy for as much that's going on in here.
Right, right.
With wiring.
Right. And this is still a work truck.
Yeah.
This isn't just completely show and no go, still, and I've got the video to back it up.
Yeah. Fully functioning welder, runs off this alternator here, dual batteries.
Yep.
I'm probably going to add a third. Because I'm going to put one in the boom underneath for the back, because the main winch is pulling off of a heavy gauge line that runs back to that into a splitter. But I think I'm going to put another battery back there that then just ties into that junction box. So then it'll have three just for if you're running the back winches heavy, it's not pulling that distance.
Right, right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You learn a lot more about wiring than you want to as you're learning and melting things.
And when
down.
You're doing stuff like this, you're better off doing your own wiring, because if something goes wrong, you know where it's at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, I should have covered that up.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I could slide on that.
That shouldn't have done that.
Yep. You don't hear a fire. You smell it.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. Like, I had to learn that. Like, this belt should not be tight.
Which goes against everything.
Yeah, like it has to be loose, because as it gets hot, it shrinks. And if you have it too tight, you can snap this snout off.
You don't want to snap your snout.
No.
You know what I mean?
Not this spindy snout.
No,
not at all. But what I am going to do, which I'm thinking about doing here very quickly just for the heck of it, this pulley is a different size than that pulley.
Undersized pulleys is a thing.
Yeah, but they built them to interchange.
So if you swap them around.
So you can put this pulley down there and that pulley up here, and this will spin faster.
Mm-hmm.
And if this spins faster, it makes more boost.
Yep. Yeah, I've heard about them. I haven't messed with them, but.
Well, that's the funny thing is, like, this is a stock motor. This is a bone stock motor out of a junkyard. So we're running about 4 pounds of boost, because that's as fast as we can comfortably spin this motor. Like, if you had a built motor that would handle the RPMs and could spin to 7,500 RPM, this would be building 8 to 10 pounds of boost.
Wow.
But we don't have a motor to spin that fast, so we're only dealing with 4,500, maybe 5,000 RPM. So if we swap these pulleys, we could bump the boost in those RPMs up to 8 or 10.
Wow.
And then we could run out of fuel.
We need a new fuel tank, which was why you need more horsepower.
No, we'd need a new fuel injection that supports more horsepower, because more boost is more horsepower.
You never know. You know, it might
seem... Like I said, my buddy is running a big block. He's only got a two-bolt main big block in his. Factory heads, has a cam, has some other stuff, and he's running a 400 shot of NOS on it.
That's crazy. Who would do that?
Yeah.
Who would do that?
So I'm figuring we can at least do 150 shot on this.
Are you sure you want that out there in the world?
Well, we haven't decided. We have to go down to Florida and race Cletus McFarland.
Well, I don't want him finding out that was supposed to be a secret tonight. Okay.
I'm hiding nothing.
Okay.
Cletus has an unlimited budget to blow me out of the water if he wants to.
Well.
So
You're pretty crafty, dude.
So, like I said, as long as if he races me with the power stroke, it's going to be a close race. If he races me with the rollback, he's got a really good chance of blowing the driveline out of it because he's done it a couple times.
Nice.
But if he keeps the four-speed in it, I'm pretty sure I've got it beat.
Nice.
Yeah. But you never know. Like I said, anybody could break.
That's right.
And then it wouldn't be.
Are playing with big artillery at any time. Something can go boom.
Yeah. So, like I said, either way, it's going to be a blast. I'm excited.
And everybody watching this should be excited. Because you know what? Doing something cool once in a while that still technically works is awesome. And not many people get to do it. At any rate, I think that wraps it up, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Anything else?
That's covered it all from bumper to bumper. You got all the...
I do.
All the ins and outs shots of all the good stuff.
I do. I might grab a few more tomorrow, but I do. We're having problems with cameras overheating. It happens.
Because this truck's too hot.
It is too hot. Old Blue, baby. Blue by you.
Old Blue.
All right, brother. Thank you for your time once again, Rory.
Any time.
Unbelievable. I'm smiling just looking at it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how often can you say that? That something you use for work actually makes you smile.
Okay, so there it is. That's part two, and that concludes the walk around of Old Blue. But I still have 3 or 4 more videos on Trail Mater, recoveries, and one that ended really, really badly on Hell's Revenge, as well as my own footage. So do me a solid. Hit that like, share, and subscribe. Leave a comment below, and I will return the favor. I am out.